Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine. The headlines in London say that Ukraine is looking to draft, to recruit, to gather 500,000 more soldiers, anticipating the Russian offensive in the spring. 500,000. And the Financial Times, at least, is dubious, saying, can it be done? Then to Rafah, the Rafah operation. My conversation with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired CBS News. Rafah is the last component of the Israeli Defense Force's offensive against Hamas and the gangsters, mostly entirely underground but hiding in the population in Gaza. And the Rafah operation is imminent. It will not wait, is my information, it will not wait for the building of the floating dock, nor for any other ceasefire that cannot be negotiated. Realistically, Hamas doesn't offer negotiating terms. It offers a maximalist position, looking for either martyrdom or some other intervention. I'm told that Hamas will consider it a victory if one is left who raises his wounded right hand with the Hamas flag. Quite foolishness. The foolishness of pirates who are trapped. Then off to Iran to discuss the arsenal built by the Islamic Republic of Iran these last years based on North Korean models and R&D in North Korea, distributing their missiles with very good packages to target to the Houthis and to Hezbollah. And what is to be done? Because Iran is a very lethal manufacturer of very lethal missiles, I'm told, by Ben Talablu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, expanding on his column published as an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal recently. Brandon Weicker joins myself and Gordon Chang to talk about the vote in the House of Representatives against TikTok, a Chinese-designed app that is said to be surveillance, gathering data, spying, appropriating private information incorrectly. And the vote in the House now goes to the Senate. Unknown fate, but in any event, it's big news right now, and Brandon Weicker identifies what it does and what the threat is. Then Russia, Vladimir Putin campaigning to be reelected with no opposition. Odd campaign rhetoric, talking about using nuclear weapons if this happens, if that happens, if NATO sends troops into Ukraine, if Vladimir Putin's idea of campaigning against himself is to do a lot of ifs, trash talk. A fascinating conversation with Fraser Howey and Charles Burton about an article written by Martin Wolf, the esteemed columnist for the Financial Times, drawing on his most recent trip to China, the first since before the pandemic, but drawing on a new book by a professor at Tsinghua University, saying that the Xi Jinping model of governance by the Chinese Communist Party should not be compared to the Soviet model that failed, but should be compared to the imperial model of the Qing Dynasty and all the previous dynasties, where Beijing takes responsibility and control for the whole country, but doesn't actually answer questions of the whole country. It doesn't permit people to criticize it. You take care of your own sector or municipality or village or region. That's the imperial model. And Fraser Howey and Charles Burton both have thoughts about that. So does Gordon. The surveillance, the control, the complete control has been compared to Maoism, not Qing Dynasty. It's an unusual claim. I'm reminded in the course of the article, however, that the professor writes in Tsinghua University, meaning he's under the boot of the Chinese Communist Party enforcers. So perhaps not clarity. Narendra Modi is running for re-election, and I speak to Sadanand Dume of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes a column, an American Enterprise Institute, about Modi, what he's achieved in his first two terms, looking for a third term. Another 5 years. And then Simon Constable joins from the south of France, and we reflect upon the pre-campaigning campaign in Britain, expecting a general election to be called in May, for May, at the end of March. And how Britain momentarily is out of recession with a 0.2% growth, but has been going back and forth over zero for some time. Why? We discuss. Starliner is again delayed. This is the Boeing capsule to go to and from the ISS, and it's long been delayed. Meanwhile, SpaceX flies its Dragon capsule routinely. But Starliner is welcome if it works well. Competition is good, and so is a backup. Solar Maximum underway. Bob Zimmerman reports what we know and don't know about sunspots. And then it's off to discuss the new world with Haiti, the crisis right now. There's no legitimate authority on the ground, as I understand it. The American embassy has largely been evacuated. The Marines are there to protect what's left. The people of Port-au-Prince in Haiti are without protection or security whatsoever from the gangs. The gangs are a function of the drift of policy, perhaps since the earthquake of, 2011, but really for 220 years, Haiti's been troubled since it was first in the news, revolting from France and throwing off the colonial masters for slavery. 220 years later, it's commanded by a man in body armor who calls himself Barbecue. He's a gang leader. They took over the airport. They took over the port. They made threats against the prime minister, the president, and he's now resigned. The interim leader, an unelected 74-year-old physician who's now resigned. And then a discussion about Venezuela making friendship again with Iran, anticipating more sanctions from the U.S., about Argentina and how there's momentarily positive direction for inflation. It's under 100%. It's been over 100%, 200% for some time. However, my colleague Evan Ellis tells me that Javier Milei, the new president, must hurry, must go faster. He only has a small window to be successful in his policies of cutting ministries and reorganizing the statism of the Peronistas. And then Panama at risk because of political disorder, the drought, which has damaged the shipping numbers through the Panama Canal, and that means revenue drops. There's also a mine that's out of action in Panama. And heretofore, it's been a very stable and reliable place because of the canal, but there are doubts now. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.